This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberner. Joining me in the studio this morning is Angie Steiner. She is the stroke coordinator for OSF St. James and OSF St. Joseph's Hospitals here in Central Illinois. Angie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, it is nice to have you here because you can answer a critical question for me. What is a stroke coordinator?
A stroke coordinator is responsible for collecting, analyzing, trending, and reporting required statistics to maintain status of stroke designations, and I also ensure patient outcomes are achieved and maintained. I collaborate with other healthcare professionals to plan length of stay, discharge and follow-up, and I'm also responsible for participation in community and professional education.
So often we just use strokes as an expression. You know, it's like, you've got me so stressed out, you're going to give me a stroke. But, of course, this is a really serious medical condition. So what
Absolutely.
Causes a stroke?
A stroke occurs when a blood clot blocks a blood vessel or an artery, or when a blood vessel breaks, interrupting blood flow to an area of the brain. When a stroke occurs, it kills brain cells in the area surrounding where the clot or the breakage occurs.
Well, what do we need to know about strokes? I think we have this vague notion that, you know, you have this sense that something's horribly wrong, but what should we actually know about a stroke?
Sure. Stroke has no age requirement. Young or old, it can happen at any time. Research advances make stroke more treatable than ever, but you must take fast action and know the signs. Symptoms shouldn't be ignored. At first sign, call 911. Time lost is brain lost. And every minute a stroke goes untreated, nearly 2 million brain cells die. That is why stroke awareness and knowing the warning signs and the risk factors of stroke are so vitally important.
Well, given that, what are those warning signs?
To help remember the warning signs of stroke, there is an acronym to use called FAST. FAST is an easy way to remember the most common signs of stroke. So if you spot sudden face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it is time to call 911.
Face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and the T is time.
Absolutely.
What if the person themselves doesn't quite realize what's happening, but I think something is going wrong with them?
I still think you need to call, that person needs to call 911 right away.
So outside of calling 911, what do we do next?
Well, with stroke, it is important to think and act fast, and as we said, to call 911, don't drive to the emergency room. The faster the person is treated, the more likely they will recover without permanent disability. When 911 is used, the EMS response team will get you to the closest emergency department where they can possibly administer clot-dissolving medication before transporting you to a stroke center. This can make a world of difference in whether you have permanent disability or little to no disability. OSF St. James's emergency department is trained in rapidly screening patients for receiving clot-dissolving medications and beginning its administration before transport. As I said, this can make a huge difference in the patient's outcome.
Just the idea of getting that blood flowing again.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Angie Steiner this morning. She is with OSF St. James and OSF St. Joseph Medical Centers in Central Illinois, and she is the stroke coordinator. We're talking about strokes, and we're going to talk in just a minute about how to prevent them, but what about treatment options that are available to treat a stroke?
First and foremost, it is essential, again, as I said, to act fast and call 911 for any symptoms that appear to be abnormal. We practice better safe than sorry, so please act early. Other treatment options exist beyond the treatment window for the clot-dissolving medication, but arriving to the emergency department early is still key. New brain imaging advances offered at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center and OSF St. Francis Medical Center allow for early detection of the damaged area in the brain affected by stroke. These advanced imaging studies help in determining additional treatment options. Removal of the clot in the brain by a procedure, for example, called a thrombectomy, may be warranted. Several professional trials and studies support that this procedure can be performed well beyond the time frame of receiving the clot-dissolving medication. But again, it is still imperative to arrive to the closest emergency department early at the first sign of symptoms.
Well, let's get to what I mentioned just a minute ago. Are strokes preventable?
Yes. In fact, 80% of strokes are preventable. Identifying your individual risk factors and talking with your doctor on the best way to decrease these risks is the first important step. However, many Americans cannot identify the stroke warning signs. This presents a great opportunity to teach Americans how to prevent a stroke, as well as how to recognize, respond to, and recover from a stroke. Recognizing the warning signs is the first step in the chain of survival of stroke. You have to recognize what is going on to react.
Well, what can we do? What kind of steps can a person take to actually prevent a stroke from happening?
In healthcare, we are putting more of a focus on preventing illness in order to build healthier communities. We know we will always have persons to care for who have had a stroke, and we remain committed to that. But we're also working harder to create communities with lower risk factors for stroke through education and new programs. Maintaining a healthy diet, exercising, and knowing your family risk factors are crucial. Other ways to prevent stroke include managing your personal risk factors, such as controlling high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Along with this, limiting alcohol use and not smoking are important in preventing a stroke. If you have identified your own risk for stroke, work with your doctor to find medications, lifestyle changes, and support to help you manage those risks.
Well, there has got to be a large body of information out there. We always run out of time in these conversations. So where could people find out more?
Yes, they can visit the American Stroke Association's website, which is www.strokeassociation.org, or take a free stroke risk assessment offered by OSF Illinois Neurological Institute at www.ini.org/stroke.
Well, Angie, I am going to join, I think, the majority of people in Livingston County in saying I hope I never need your services. But I'm glad to know that you're there and understanding the situation if that unfortunate day comes.
Yes, thank you.
Angie Steiner has been our guest this morning. She's with OSF. She works at OSF St. James and OSF St. Joseph Hospitals in Central Illinois as a stroke coordinator. We've been talking about strokes, what causes them, and how to prevent them on the community forum. I'm Todd Weinberger.